This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And, oh, by the way, to great radio stations across America. And I want to give a special shout-out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all our first responders. It's been a rough weekend for the first responders. And I'm dedicating my show tonight to the first responders that have had to deal with the mass shootings in both El Paso and Dayton. We've got your back, guys and gals. We've got your back. Now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery tomorrow morning. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget our Uber, our Lyft, and our taxi drivers, along with our bus drivers out there, keeping the people moving along, too. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And with that, I'm going to bring in Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Hope you're having a great weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. All right. And it's time for us to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded by with Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we have no choice. We have to talk about El Paso first, and then we have to talk about Dayton. Mass killings are just beyond awful, of course. They're beyond emotional for many. The reactions to them also demonstrate the division in America today. First, the left tends to blame, often in really shrill tones, somebody other than the shooter in almost every case. I've heard President Trump, the NRA, Trump supporters, gun owners everywhere, people who support the Second Amendment, you name it, being blamed. And secondly, the left's responses uniformly require the innocent to give up their rights. I mean, after all, the Second Amendment guarantees the rights, part of the Bill of Rights, and right away they're talking about doing away with either guns or, quote, here we go again, assault rifles. And you got to be careful here, because the modern media, Kyle, sensationalizes and just puts out false narratives. It often encourages copycatting. And I'll get to that in a minute, because I found a website where three people posted their manifestos and were communicating back and forth with others on this closed net that we hear about. And people who commit these crimes, Kyle, know that they're going to be nationally known. They want to go down as a martyr. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Captain, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. The things that we've witnessed last week at this time, of course, and now this week with two more mass shootings, it's just absolutely unbelievable, and so very, very sad. But you're right about the idea of people seeking fame, That's one of the reasons that, of course, you know, you don't talk about the names and glorify the shooters.
And I'm not going to either.
Kind of credit and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're looking for people to pour over their manifestos and do all these kinds of things. But unfortunately, we're dealing with people and between these two shooters in the last 24 hours or so, we're looking at two shooters, who almost you hear the same story. They were kept to themselves. They didn't really talk to anybody. They were outside really the norm of society, and we unfortunately continue to hear the same kind of story. We also have stories of these shooters being on different kinds of drugs and so forth, prescription or what have you. So we got to look at this in a holistic sense. We got to understand where all this is coming from. But you're right, and then you've got some of the political actors who look to try to capitalize on these kinds of tragedies.
There's nothing worse than a politician that goes to a scene like that, and instead of saying anything except our thoughts and prayers are with you, our condolences are offered to all, we're here to support the first responders and the victims, and not say another word, period. That's it. Anybody that goes beyond that is there for the wrong reason.
Well, right, and you know, unfortunately, the emotions run very, very high. Completely understandable. I mean, I was watching a report earlier about the young girl who was killed at Gilroy last week. She would have been 14 years old yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
And so they had a vigil and a get together. It just
this bird in Dayton killed his sister.
Exactly right. And he was
a demonic worshiper.
Right, exactly. So you have people that have obvious mental issues that are very severe. And you hear from these different people that knew them when they were younger, mm-hmm. or knew them quite recently, mm-hmm. and they all say the same thing. You know, no one would have expected it, mm-hmm. but they were kind of apart from everyone.
Well, when we come back from this break, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that these people have been talking amongst themselves in various chat rooms and various websites, and ironically enough, three of these shooters, starting with the Christchurch, New Zealand shooter, posted their manifestos on the same website, which gives meaning to the fact that there might have been some copycat things going on here with not only the shooter in El Paso, but the shooter in Poway, California. All right. Well, Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, we will be right back with more. We're going to get into this website internet stuff because this is part of what the problem is, believe it or not. The internet and some of these deep, dark, whatever they call them, but they all aren't that, are part of this problem that we're dealing with, as well as the fact that you'll notice a lot of them come from one-family homes. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an American-made product, and by the way, they are located in Seattle, Washington. Hello to all our listeners up there tonight in Seattle. And I'm taking Relief Factor. It works just fine for me. Thank you very much. Or I wouldn't be telling you about it. I don't have any side effects. I don't have anything. And the other night, and I was at an event Saturday night, a Purple Heart dinner honoring Purple Heart recipients. And I was there. And my ankle started to act up, and it started to swell. It's nothing much I can do about it at the event. But when I got home, I took an extra dose of Relief Factor, and within 30 minutes, the swelling was down, my ankle felt better, I was back to normal, and it's been that way ever since. So guess what? It works for me. Now, I've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle ache, you name it, I got it, because it all's part of what's happened to me in the past, and I'm not going to dwell on it. But let me suggest that you try the 3-week Quick Start Relief Factor and give it a shot, because people like me found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and I've been using it ever since, going on over 3 years. So all you got to do is start out with the $19.95 3-week quick start. And if you like it, you don't do anything. It'll start shipping to you automatically. But if it doesn't work for you, then you tell them to stop it. And you find out how to get it, and you can order it over at my website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and boom, it's right there on the big logo up front. But relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be glad you did, because I've yet to run into anybody who it hasn't helped in some way. Period. In some way. I had somebody the other night tell me you got rid of their headaches. Well, fine. If that's what it did, then that's what it did. All righty. Well, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have a situation where we know that these shooters, three of them at least, were doing some sort of communicating on websites, chat rooms, whatever, all of the above, called 8chan and the Daily Stormer. Now, some people might recognize this because it's hosted by an IP service called Cloudflare. And some people might recognize that because that's the parent company of SoundCloud, where a lot of people have podcasts. You with me so far, Kyle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you found out something interesting, and I found out something interesting, so you go first.
Well, what Cloudflare is doing, they've posted a notice that they are going to be terminating the services for this forum website called 8chan, where the shooter evidently posted their diatribe just before going in to commit this horrible crime. And so they are taking this very, very seriously. In fact, they say 8chan, and I'm quoting here, 8chan has repeatedly proven itself to be a cesspool of hate.
Yep.
And so they say they don't take this decision lightly. They understand the First Amendment, and they actually terminated the Daily Stormer about 2 years ago.
Because of the same thing.
Because of the same kind of thing. And so they talk about the First Amendment, but they say we are a private company, not bound by the First Amendment.
But the Daily Stormer got their own web server. They created their own web server, however it is you do that, and they came back as a competitor to Cloudflare to take all these hate mongers over there using their service.
Right. And so,
which has become private, I might add.
Right. But, of course, what Cloudflare is doing is saying, we're not going to have any part of this anymore. And so that's why they're terminating 8chan. Now, 8chan will likely come back. They'll find some other service provider, perhaps, in the near term, and they'll probably be back on the Internet. But what this does, though, this helps to really raise, bring the spotlight onto where these crazy lunatics go to post their hate, talk about their hate, talk about what they're mm-hmm. going to go do, this
yeah.
kind of thing.
Well, here's the problem. Help. Here's the problem with all of this. We have found out that 8chan is where the manifesto was posted for the Christchurch, New Zealand shooter. Remember that?
Right, right.
And then as a result, the next person that posted there was the Poway, California shooter. Remember that?
Right.
And now we have the third one, being this one in El Paso, posting his manifesto, if you will. And away we go. And that's three. That's 0-3. And in my book, that means there's something bad wrong going on here. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
And his manifesto was called The Inconvenient Truth. Now, I'm going to get into it more in detail with Denise Simon. So each little bit we're going to do, each guest I've got tonight, Kyle and Denise and Frank, we're going to be just divulging a little bit more as we go along. But the manifesto lists his political, his economic grievances, and predicts that automation will lead to widespread job displacement. So that's why he took it upon himself to drive 600 miles to give a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. His words, not mine.
Right, and again, you have to be absolutely disturbed.
You do.
Yeah, to do something, to conceive of something like this, first of all, and then of course to actually carry it out, to take the lives of innocent people, is wrong. We just can say that matter-of-factly, it is absolutely wrong. Whatever political sort of terminology he wants to attach to it is not the kind of thing that normal people would ever think about. You know, we talk about political ideas and the marketplace of ideas, and every we can talk about all these different political things, but once some crazy lunatic goes and does something like this, it just shows again the problems that we're having here is, number one, a problem of hatred, a mental health problem also, and of course a degradation in our moral code in society. This is alarming.
Now, the El Paso shooter was planning on getting out of the area he was in and probably coming back to do something else somewhere along the line, because they caught him as he was trying to leave. Strictly by accident, they saw a vehicle pulling out of the back part of the lot, and two plainclothes detectives, as I understand, one being an FBI agent, and the other one being a Department of Public Service plus an El Paso police officer that was not very far behind, blocked this guy in and pulled him over, and he just merely gave up. But the second guy, okay, and he had an AK-47, shooter number one, El Paso. The second guy had an AR-15-223, similar to one that was used in the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. However, he had 100-round magazines. He had one in the weapon, another one on him, another gun in his vehicle that he left behind, and more ammunition there. This guy was loaded for bear and was really going to do a number. Plus, I think he probably thought, because he was wearing body armor, he was going to take on the police and survive.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the...
he certainly had him outgunned with 100-round chambers. Well, I counted, and I got to make this quick, because then I'll let you go. I counted the first time 47 shots when I heard the first audio and saw the video. The second time, I counted 52. I played it back the third time, and I counted 52 again. So I said, this guy got off 50 shots.
Exactly, yeah. And he'd have almost 50 more in the magazine.
That's right.
After that.
With another 100 in another magazine in his pocket.
That's right. And one of the law enforcement representatives at one of the press conferences said if he had gotten in the door of that club,
he would have killed 100 people.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, the body armor and the weaponry, again, reminds me of that day many, many years ago in California, the Bank of America robbery, which sort of seemed to me to be like that movie Heat, where they have the running gun battle.
Yeah, two guys got out on the street with the armor, and down the street they went firing.
Exactly. And so I think they had to take him out with headshots just to try to bring
him down. Well, they knocked the one guy down in the legs, and then they took him out with a headshot. And then the second guy got hit several times before they killed him.
Yeah, but this is an alarming trend where people think, okay, I'm going to be somewhat invincible for a period of time and I can do so much damage. I mean, and it's putting the law enforcement in a terrible position as well. But my goodness, to see what people are doing, and again, they have the same kinds of backstories, it seems. So we have to be careful. We have to report when we see something happening.
All right, hold on. And you're right. You see something, you say something. Folks, there is no more middle ground here. You see something, you say something. We got to get used to this, because this is our life. These are our friends that you're killing. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iranian forces have seized a ship in the Persian Gulf, suspected of carrying smuggled fuel once again, marking the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength by the parliamentary force amid a spike in regional tension. State television reported that seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. The local reports did not provide further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew. The U.S. Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, said it did not have information to confirm those reports. Indonesia's sprawling capital and other parts of Java Island were hit by a widespread power outage that affected tens of millions of people. The eight-hour blackout began around noon Indonesian time and caused disruptions in cell phone service and cash machines. The new mass subway system in Jakarta, the capital, had to be shut down. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest insurer in the country, including insuring over 21 million drivers. Me too, as they say, your home. Humble radio host, I'm one of them. And GEICO can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, not just your car, not just your truck you're driving, but they offer coverage for your motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, two ways to find out about them. Number one is go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or number two, look them up in the phone book. And if you don't have a phone book to look them up in, just search for them online by using anything other than Google to search on. And the reason for that is because Google spies on you, if you didn't know that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, we were talking about this Cloudflare and talking about the Daily Stormer talking about the problems that kind of led up to this. Well, one of the contributing factors, besides evil things done by evil people, is the internet. Now, the Daily Stormer, which was a hate-filled group, hosted by Cloudflare, had a website over there. They booted them off and said, no, we don't do this. You're not doing us any good, or whatever the excuse was. But they got rid of them. They went over, created their own web service, got their own site. They're still around and in business, and they're still spewing their own hate. Now, it's got to be redundant on us, the American people, to say, hey, these people are going on the internet, they're chiming in amongst themselves, they're talking about what they're going to do, and at some level, we have to step in and say, enough is enough, and just pull the plug.
Well, right. I think we're getting a lot more momentum for that kind of thing, given the idea of, and you know, people are very sensitive to the idea of free speech.
Because, I know.
Yeah, but the problem.
I'm walking a very fine line here, because people go, wait a minute, that's the First Amendment. No, it's not. No,
well,
it's not.
No, it's not. No, I think that throughout our history, world history, you know, we see so many examples. And of course, the example of World War II, the Nazis,
yep.
and what they did, the kinds of propaganda that Nazis
mm-hmm.
used, are the kinds of things that no reasonable person says, yeah, that has a place in the public square. And so I think there could be legislation about this. Certainly this topic is going to be talked about, in that regard. But we have to also just be aware that when we see this kind of thing, incitement, whether
mm-hmm.
it's, Islamic terrorism, domestic terrorism, whatever the case may be, it has no place in our public discourse.
And it creates the atmosphere that brings about the hate crimes, which is what this shooter in El Paso is going to be charged with, a federal hate crime, which carries the death penalty with it, which is why they're going to have a swift trial, take all the information they've got, and use it. By the way, there's all kinds of audio of this guy. He ran out of the Walmart, apparently, out the back door and hid in a container that was sitting out back there, and then reloaded and went back in and started firing again. The police had no idea where this guy was, which is why there's a gap in a little bit of time from the time that he started shooting until when they caught him. It isn't that long of a gap, but it was enough to where he shot more people.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and one of the other things, too, I learned about the El Paso shooting is that there were, I think, some folks sitting out front at a table with a little stand set up
yep.
For, I believe, their sports,
yep.
Their sports club, and
yep.
I think the soccer,
yep.
and they were the first to be shot,
yep.
And the shooter, and this is so grisly, the shooter, according to one of the victims that was wounded, said he started coming over to us like he was going to, again, shoot us again to make sure we were dead, basically.
Yeah.
This is the kind of evil that we're dealing with.
Yep, and I saw him with a video going in the front door of the Walmart with his shooting glasses on and his earmuffs and all that sort of stuff with the gun. It was an AK-47, very visible, up in the air, pointed at whoever he was pointing it at. But here's the other thing, okay? Hate is not confined to just guns and just people on websites. I'm going to go back to the KKK, and I'm going to go back to a particular United States senator by the name of Robert Byrd, who is very well known for being a grand wizard in the KKK in West Virginia. And by the way, he and Hillary Clinton were the best of friends.
Exactly right. And as I was growing up, learning about the history of the KKK, to me, obviously, it was abhorrent. But that's one of the reasons I think I've always sort of gone to and had great admiration for Abraham Lincoln, because of what he represented at a crucial time in American history, and you know, just the idea again that we're actually all people. That doesn't, you know, the people who are going to come to you and say, well, that person has that skin color, that person has that skin color, whether it's Islamic motivated terrorism, white supremacist motivated terrorism, it's all hate. And that's something, I mean, obviously, as children of the living God, we're not supposed to act like that. We're not supposed to do that. That's terrible.
Well, it's obvious that we have a case of domestic terrorism, which is a hate crime in El Paso. It's obvious that the guy that went into Dayton that not only killed his sister, but was trying to get into that restaurant to go after the people in there, where he would have definitely killed a bunch of more people. I mean, just in the, and by the way, 30 seconds is what it took for the police. They were there in a minute, but within 30 seconds, the police were engaged in gunfire with this guy who was armed to the teeth and definitely had them outgunned simply because of the ammunition he had with him. There wasn't a police officer there that had 100 rounds of ammo with him.
No, not at all. And it brings up, again, the logistical issue that is so difficult also to talk about, because now we're coming up on the school year, basically, you know, the startup of the next school year. Parents are thinking about what's happening when they mm-hmm. send their kids to school.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to Walmart, you know, we've seen this happen at movies. This is something that we yeah. have to realize. How are we going to protect
yeah, and,
the innocent?
And just to show you how wrong the media gets things when the breaking news first comes out. A machine gun! We could hear a machine gun. It was not a machine gun when it's going pop, 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 like that. He was pulling the trigger as quickly as he could to get off the rounds. That was not a machine gun.
Right, and you recall the night of the Las Vegas shooting, there was rapid fire, but it
well, that was that was because of a bump stock.
It was the bump stock,
and by the way, there's a whole bunch of people out there going, "Whoa, they're banned bump stock. There's nothing wrong with them." Excuse me, the bump stock takes the weapon and alters it to where it can fire more in a rapid succession, similar to what not machine gun, but an automatic weapon can do, because a machine gun would definitely be firing a lot more rounds than that.
Exactly, and it takes it out of the realm of having a defensive weapon, a sports weapon,
mm-hmm.
A collector weapon, and turns it into truly a weapon of warfare, and that's not what we need.
But here's the thing. The time is not to argue about, you know, guns and who's got this and who's got that. The time is to argue right now about how do we solve this problem. And, Kyle, we got about a minute left, and we need to start with two things. We need to start with the mental health of people. If you see something, say something. Report it. We got to find out about these individuals that are walking around going, "Well, I think that guy ought to be dead." I'm like, you know, if they start making thought, that's a threat. That's a threat. Okay. And number two, the internet is partially responsible for all of this.
That's right, and that's why we have to teach our young people from a very early age how to recognize this kind of thing, how to stay away from it, and provide the kind of environment where they wouldn't get, lassoed
yeah.
into something.
And folks, we're not talking about Facebook. We're not talking about Twitter. God knows that can be bad enough, but it's nothing like what we just talked about when we told you about these other websites, the Daily, Stormer,
yeah.
which has now got its own server, and 8chan, which has been taken off, and they probably will wind up either over, but they may wind up on the Daily Stormer. Who knows?
Yeah, well, they're going to pop
up. And these are hate sites. These are definitely glorified, dishonorable hate sites that want to do nothing more than incite the people that have that like-minded attitude.
That's right. It's the unfortunate reality of the day and age in which we live, but we can counter this.
And parents, all of us. Parents, be aware what your children are looking at on the internet.
Absolutely. Took the words right out of my mouth.
When they talk about parental goal or guides on the internet, you bet. If I had a youngster right now growing up, you bet I'd have the parental guides on there. You bet I would.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Coming up, our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We got some bad weather up here in the North Country. We'll get to all that. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right piece, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went to keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, a little Rooster Cruiser, there ain't nothing wrong with his radio. That's from 1979, the original song, and Ray Carlisle, God bless him, not around anymore, but tell you what, he was funny back in the day. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by when you see the Pilot and Flying J. If you haven't been there, stop by, check them out. Get yourself a free cup of coffee by telling them the captain sent you. It's that simple. Especially if you're on I-75 up there in Valdosta, Georgia. And hello, Valdosta. Hello to our favorite pilot up there. Always glad to hear the guys chiming in from up there. And by the way, the other night, we had one of our truckers chime in from the parking lot in a Flying J. So how about that? Way to go. And Flying J, don't forget about them too. Pilot or Flying J. All right, here we go. Severe thunderstorms are possible over the central plains and the upper Midwest, especially in North Dakota and the northern part of Minnesota and Nebraska. I'll get to all that in a minute. Meantime, there's an excessive heat pattern going on again in the southwest. It's lingering through Monday, going into California too, Las Vegas as well. So you folks out there in Las Vegas, KLVV, listening to me right now, you got another day at least of this horrible 110 to 115 degree weather you got out there. And I know it's not fun, but let me drift first to where the bad weather is tonight. We've got some thunderstorm warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings, flood watches and warnings too, across North Dakota from the west to the east in the middle of the state. Except when you get over to the eastern one third, it's down all the way to the South Dakota border. And that means Fargo, you're in the mix. Moorhead, you're in the mix. It is moving to the east, and we could very well affect parts inward in Minnesota towards the Twin Cities over the next hour or two. We'll see. But right now, severe thunderstorms are possible from Nebraska all the way to Iowa and southern Minnesota and Wisconsin through Monday. They will encompass large hail, damaging winds, the main threats. There may be a tornado mixed up in one or two of these. And in the southwest, excessive heat warnings, 110 to 115 degrees, are going to be common in certain areas. And heat advisories remain in effect through Monday. Now, also in Hawaii, for our people listening to us in Pearl Harbor tonight, you already know about Tropical Cyclone Plossy following up on Eric with the risk for heavy rain, high surf, and large swells in Hawaii. That'll bring out all the surfers, but not very smart of an idea. In some cases, we'll just wait and see what happens. Now, let me go down into I-10 and I-8 from Tucson west to Phoenix. Now, we do have, right now, a high heat advisory for the Phoenix area all the way to the California line, both in Yuma and up in Needles and Kingman, Arizona. High heat advisory into Las Vegas, into the high desert of California, to include Barstow and points north of there, out going across I-10 through Ontario, about Ontario, California. You'll have some high heat advisories. In addition, down towards San Diego, temperatures today won't be that balmy 70 or 80. It'll be in the 90s and could be in the upper 90s. And we've got a little bit of rain that's kicked up over towards Tucson right now in the higher elevations to the north and west of Tucson. So be advised of that. Now, the rest of the western part of the United States, northwestern, the only thing we've got to bother you is some poor air advisories, some dirty air, is what I call it, filthy air, in the middle part of Oregon along I-5 up north to Medford. And in California, San Francisco, over to the east and out there the central part of the vegetable areas there. It looks like we've got some stagnant area there. And let me go over to Texas. The Dallas Metroplex, again, I don't know how long this has been going on, but once again, they've got an advisory for poor air quality there. I'm sure it's been a week now that every night we talked about that. Now, in the central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville, there's a poor air advisory, as well as the central part of Kentucky. You have some unsettled weather conditions to the west of Kentucky. Could fire up some storms, and it could be moving around there. Also, northeastern South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina, to include Wilmington, North Carolina, you've got some storms that are in the area there that could fire up at any time. They got the threat of rain and possible thunderstorms. And in central Indiana, south of Indianapolis, down towards Lafayette, of all places, you've got a poor air quality alert there tonight. So be advised of all that. Now, we also have a little bit of weather right on the Louisiana-Mississippi line tonight, as there seems to be some thunderstorm activity coming in out of the Gulf. There is some rain that's right along the coastline right now. So if you're traveling I-10, you'll probably see that in the not-too-distant future. Now, let me go over here and tell you about Pilot and Flying J. Now, they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Back in the day, and I've talked about this a lot, back in the day, Pilot was known for being, hurry up, get in, fill it up, fuel it up, grab you some soda, grab you a cup of coffee, grab you a couple hot dogs, maybe a bag of chips, and you're out the door and gone, because that's all they had. Well, now, Pilot bought a bunch of truck stops and merged with Flying J. So they had the Flying J's, okay? And those were the bigger truck stops, full service, most of them. Then they turned around and bought and converted some of the Pilots into full-service travel centers. Now, these full-service travel centers are pretty impressive because you'll find anywhere from an Arby's to a Chester's Chicken to a Dairy Queen to a Denny's to a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts in there. I almost said Donald Duncan, but Dunkin' Donuts in there with all of the food that they now have to offer. And, of course, they've got the parking, Catskills. You get your permits there for your oversized, overheight, overweight loads, trip packs to get your loads in on time to get paid, truck washes available close by, if not there, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed kiosks for the Internet, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, clean showers, game rooms, wireless Internet, and lounges with big-screen televisions for the professional drivers, too. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by Pilot and Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you, and make sure you get a cup of coffee, or maybe you want to get a meal while you're there, but get a cup of coffee. It's free if you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I know she's got some really strong feelings about what's transpired here over the weekend, and you might expect that. But we'll be right back with more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.